This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that. And he's doing it.
I absolutely 100% believe it. Are you kidding me? It's the same radical leftist Marxist socialist tripe that he has been supporting his entire career, including in academia. Then when he graduated, he literally was the chosen one. He was groomed to become what he became. The birth of his career came in the foyer of a couple of Weather Underground radicals. They groomed him. That's how he was able to have an autobiography, a published autobiography, like right after he was just a state senator. They looked at him as the chosen one. They really did, to usher in their class of 1968 fantasy. 100% I believe that. I absolutely believe it. And honestly, there's a point where you just have to go, well, duh. Duh. So 75% of Americans now say the country is on the wrong track. So for 7 months, it's been 70% of Americans say we're on the wrong track. And they really thought that this repeal of Roe v. Wade was going to catapult them into the White House. They really thought that this summer of rage they're planning was going to work. But no, it's actually backfired on them. Now 75% of Americans say we're going in the wrong direction. Here's Chuck Todd yesterday with the bad news.
Voters' views about the economy begin to harden in an election year around May. That theory holds. Democrats are in some serious trouble right now, because in our new NBC News poll, just 16% say the country's headed in the right direction.
16% say we're moving in the right direction. 16% of all Americans say that we're moving in the right direction after Joe Biden calls Trump supporters ultra MAGA.
While a whopping 75% say we're on the wrong track. In fact, that wrong track number has been 70 plus.
Why don't you call it your agenda? Let's call it the Biden plus agenda. See how well that works.
For 7 months, which in the past has signaled big losses for the governing party, President Biden's numbers have hit a new low. Only 39% approve of his job performance.
Yeah, $4.45 a gallon. Expect that to go a lot higher. Just expect it to go a whole lot higher. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. Buffalo market killer threatened to shoot up high school last year. Peyton Gendron. This is kind of interesting because, you know, it seems like while the FBI is going after CRT parents, they drop the ball with regard to all of the warning signals in the world for potential shooters or potential mass murderers. For instance, I don't know if you remember this, but in Waukesha, Wisconsin, there was a black supremacist who just decided to, go to a Christmas parade and run over a bunch of white people and literally zigzag to hit as many people as possible. And oddly enough, that story just kind of went away. But he literally, like a week before, ran over his girlfriend who had his baby at a gas station with the same car. And had a 39-year criminal rap sheet, registered sex offender, and an amateur rapper. I didn't have anything to do with it, from North Milwaukee. His rap sheet went back to 1999, punched the mother of his child in the face, drove over her, leaving marks on her leg, released 5 days before the Waukesha rampage on a cash bail of $1,000 set by liberal Milwaukee County prosecutors. And everybody should have known that he was capable of doing something like this. Generally, it always kind of it's preceded by social media. It's preceded by a whole bunch of stuff like no duh, no kidding. But our AG would prefer to go after January 6th protesters and moms going to school board meetings. And that's not a punchline. That's the truth. That would be the truth. So this guy was going to, he posted a crazed 106-page rambling manifesto online. Something very typical of several mass killers in recent years. 18-year-old shooter Peyton Gendron sparked a police investigation when he indicated he wanted to go on a mass shooting at a graduation ceremony after Twitter, but he was able to buy weapons legally. That's interesting. This led to a referral for the troubled teen to a mental health evaluation. Didn't do very well, did it? No, not really. Not really. The Gateway Pundit actually spoke with a former top police officer in New York State. They were told that Gendron should never have been sold a firearm in the state. He was able to purchase the firearms in the state of New York, toughest gun laws in the country. Didn't help. Didn't help at all. Nope, 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 nope. He was able to legally purchase 3 firearms. They referred to a mental health evaluation, all of that stuff, and then he went on to shooting rampage. And I noticed on Saturday that the governor of New York, and I wondered where they were going to go with this. I knew that they were going to go after, you know, common sense gun control, common sense gun safety. They call it gun safety legislation. You knew they were going to go after that. And then I thought, you know what they're going to really go after? Because, you know, Elon Musk is going to, they're trying to buy Twitter, and because there's this this turn against wokeism in the country and all that, I knew that they were going to go after conservative speech. I knew that they were going to go after conservatives. They were going to call them white supremacists and racists. That's language that is migrated from the university campus, by the way. It all started on campus using the word racist. And when that didn't resonate anymore, they decided to call it white supremacy. And then when that didn't work, they called conservatives white supremacists who were on campus speaking. And when that didn't work, they said that words actually are weapons, where you should weaponize words and all of that. And, you know, and then that all graduated and became part of the mainstream, and it be the people who were taught all that nonsense became, you know, the head of Twitter and the head of Facebook, and they were able to regulate free speech and direct the conversation and all that for years, until most recently when Elon Musk said, I'm going to take Twitter, which is a failing company because of failing ideologies that guide it and all the censorship, and I'm going to open it up. And it caused the left to go bat crap crazy. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, is one of those bat crap crazy people. Here is what she said while the bodies were still warm in the grocery store, maybe in the parking lot of the grocery store in Buffalo. She said things like this.
There is the ability for people to write and subscribe to such philosophies filled with hate, the white supremacist acts of terrorism that are being fomented on social media, and to know that what this one individual
are being fomented, it's actually fomented,
did has been shared with the rest of the world.
Now, that's an absolute lie. There may be some lunatic fringe places like maybe 4chan, but white supremacy is not being preached on Twitter. It's not being preached on YouTube, and it's not being preached on Facebook. That's not true. What is, to some degree, hanging by a thread on any of those platforms is the concept of conservatism. Conservatism is not about white supremacy, but the left is attempting to paint conservatives as white supremacists so they can ban them.
As well as the live streaming of this military-style execution that occurred in the streets of my hometown. And that is what is so fundamentally disturbing about this. A long time ago, members of the KKK would sit in a hall and plot what they're going to do in their
community. The KKK created by a Democrat.
Community. This spreads like a virus. And that's why I'm calling on the CEOs of all the social media platforms to examine their policies and to be able to look me in the eye and tell me that everything is being done that they can to make sure that this information is not spread.
Okay. Now, information, she didn't call it disinformation, but this is clearly an attempt to demonize the speech coming from the right, even though this guy was far left. Yeah? Yeah, did you know that? Did you know that Peyton Gendron was a far left activist who vowed to seek justice for Ukraine and expressed hatred for conservatives opposed to the war? It's kind of interesting. You know who else was in opposition or actually in favor of $40 billion being sent to Ukraine over the weekend? Do you know who came around and decided to support the $40 billion to Ukraine that we're going to give on top of the other money, which is in excess of the entire annual budget of the Russian military? The squad. Yeah, the squad. The radical left squad is now in favor of military aid to Ukraine, which says to me, I'm not in favor of it. I get it. If Democrats, the mainstream media, and the Democrat Party, and select Republicans like Mitch McConnell, and now the squad as Democrats, support something like this, that's a red flag, and I'm against it. Because nothing they ever promote is a net positive for the world. It's always a net negative. So that gives me further ammunition to distance myself from any support of the Ukrainian government right now. Because they are massively, massively, massively corrupt. But that said, Peyton Gendron was all down with sending money to Ukraine. The published manifesto shows support for the same symbols used by the Nazi Azov Battalion in Ukraine, the big Z there, by the way. Peyton Gendron supports the far-left globalist agenda in Ukraine and sympathizes with neo-Nazi groups in Russia. On the political compass, this is what he said, I fall in the mid-moderate authoritarian left category. That's what he said. Yeah. He said, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my old high school and ask about me, and you'll hear that. From age 15 to 18, however, I consistently moved farther to the right. No, he didn't. He moved to the Hitler right. Hitler was a socialist, hence the name of his party, which is the Socialist Worker Party of Germany. He said, on the political compass, I fall in the mid-moderate authoritarian left category. I would prefer to be called a populist. Well, you're not a populist. That's a misnomer. That's like saying you're states' rights means you're a racist. That's a lie. A populist is not a racist. A populist is someone who, I would assume, if you look at the word populist, means supports a popular, nationally popular position. Like, for instance, standing during the national anthem. But which I did at my son's graduation yesterday from the University of Kansas. He rejected Christianity, by the way. And he did a chart of Jewish people, including some national Jewish people who happened to work for Fox. So he was an anti-Semite. That's pretty much down with Black Lives Matter theology and Marxist theology, you know, these things. Here's more from Governor Kathy Hochul with all the right-wing voices out there that she's trying to silence, even though the opposite is true.
They have to be able to identify when information like this, the second it hits the platform, it needs to be taken down because this is spreading like wildfire.
No, it's not. You are absolutely wrong. It's not.
Theories that results in the radicalization of a young person sitting in their house is
kind of like, not saying anything about all of the violent riots and the looting at stores and the burning of cities in the summer of 2022 or in 2020. And the consequences was thousands of people going out and stealing stuff and burning stuff and injuring people and killing people.
Deeply scary. And yeah, it's something that has to be dealt with.
Well, you have called it, quote, feeding frenzy on social media for white supremacy.
White supremacy is a lunatic fringe position that has never been popular in America.
Also, no.
Unless you're a Democrat and you were a KKK member as a Democrat and supported Jim Crow and slavery as a Democrat.
This is based on something that's truly disgusting. It's called replacement theory. The idea is that non-white people living in...
Okay, this is, by the way, all sorts of new, and I'll explain what they think replacement theory is and what it is actually.
America are trying to replace white people. And it's being pushed by some prominent right-wing voices, and it's been done so years.
No, we've always been a diverse population, and this nonsense, this BS, like it's 1968 all over again, or 1863 all over again, was created by snowflakes. It was created by little bitty snowflakes who never had a movement for civil rights. They never had a war, really. The last generation, really, to have a war, I guess, to some degree, maybe a little bit of the millennials, but certainly Generation X stepped up for the Persian Gulf. I don't want to take away from any millennials who went to Iraq, like my nephew. I don't want to do it. But really, there has, by and large, been a good amount of peace in the world for most generations. That said, for some reason, you need to create a crisis. A crisis was created by the left in this country. And everything that I learned about American exceptionalism and everything I learned about a melting pot in every city you go to where there's an Italian neighborhood and a Chinese neighbor, a Chinatown, for instance, in Washington, D.C., used to go there all the time. It's crazy. I'm a white guy. I should hate all those people, according to the left. You know, there are all sorts of neighborhoods, and we all came together for 9/11. We all came together in World War II. We've all generally come together. But the left is driving us completely apart. And Kathy Hochul this weekend decided that she would stoke some sort of, I guess, the continuing race war that they want to stoke, the non-existent division in the country created by the left. And it has been created by the left. But that's their end game. Here's the thing. I talk about the southern border not because I'm afraid that brown people are going to become the majority. Nobody on the conservative end of the political spectrum does not want people who are different, don't look like you. We embrace it. We always have. Particularly my generation, Generation X, thank you very much. We had kind of moved past it. But hate crime came out of the mouth of Kathy Hochul before the bodies had even been collected. Dear God in heaven. Hey guys, it's Carson for Raycon Earbuds. A lot of people did not make a resolution this year. I didn't. I go to the gym year-round, actually. That doesn't mean you shouldn't still find a way to shake things up, whether it's by switching up your workout routine or going someplace new. Whatever way you challenge yourself this year, there's no better way than to do it with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best way to bring audio with you because no matter how much you shake things up, literally no matter how much you shake, you know they won't fall out of your ears. Their everyday earbuds work, feel, and sound better than ever. There's also awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings so you can take Raycons with you wherever you go. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. Raycons offer up to 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. Right now, Newsmax listeners get up to 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/newsmax. That's buyraycon.com/newsmax to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/newsmax. I would venture to say more than any country in the face of the entire, in the history of the world, we have been willing to cast aside racism to become a better country and a better people. And I'm going to just say, do we have our faults? Hell yes. But I am sick and tired of this self-flagellation by guilty liberals, particularly white suburban Karens, trying to step in and being offended for little people of color who can't succeed because of institutional racism. So they'll step in and they'll get you whatever and they'll get you whatever. And they'll get rid of Aunt Jemima and they'll get rid of Uncle Ben and they'll get rid of Native American mascots and everything and completely forget about the fact that your children have always played with children of color and they don't care. It really is. I'm just done with it. I'm just tired of it. Tired of this. And then here they are again. And they're using any crisis they can to gin up some sort of narrative about the opposing party, the conservatives, presumably some Republicans, that they're willing to say, oh yeah, they're all a bunch of racists. We're not here. We don't care about replacement. No. All we care about is a great American melting pot that is the United States. That's just it. It's remarkable if you look at other countries. You ever watch the Summer Olympics. You're sitting there and you're watching the parade of people coming out on the field, the athletes at the beginning, and here come the Americans. The Americans are wow, there's a white guy, and there's a black guy, and there's a bunch of Asian people, and there's some people who maybe were born, their parents were born in Poland and Russia and maybe Namibia and you know, wherever, and other, you know, here's my, and then the Chinese come along, and they're all Chinese. You know, just thought they're all Chinese. And the North Korean team, there's a bunch of Germans. No, they're all North Korean. They're pretty much all Asians from North Korea. So, you know, let's just get off America, all right? Let's just get off it, quit ginning up this BS for political purposes, and quit dividing us. Just an epic interview yesterday, Dana Bash from CNN, I guess she used to be a Republican, with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, so feeble, she's barely comprehensible, not quite as bad as Joe Biden, but getting there. Here's Dana Bash's stupid question with regard to the Buffalo shooter.
Here with me now is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Madam Speaker, thank you so much for joining me on this shooting in Buffalo. The racist purported manifesto is based on the really repugnant white supremacist idea that people of color are replacing white people in the United States. And as you know, this...
Yeah, nobody actually subscribes to that. Tucker Carlson does not subscribe to it. I don't subscribe to it. Some people might be... This has been around forever. Archie Bunker, okay? Afraid of being replaced with a person of color. This is not anything new. And if anything, it has been hyper-marginalized to white supremacists, which are a lunatic fringe, tiny minority that the left is using. They're using the title to describe anybody who espouses anything other than the government's line. They are going after anybody who is conservative. They're calling whatever you and I say disinformation or misinformation, and they're saying the reason why it's disinformation or misinformation is because sometimes it's based in racism, which again is all a gigantic lie spawned on college campuses, and now they're trying to float it in the real world, and they're getting curb stomped.
Isn't just a fringe theory on the corner of the...
Yes, it is, actually.
...the internet. It's being pushed by... right-wing media personalities.
Not one bit at all. You're wrong.
...and some political figures. What do you say to them?
Here's Nancy Pelosi's jumbled response to Dana Bash on CNN about all the racist hate speech and the right-wing pundits and the conservative speech on... Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah. I mean, the racist white supremacist speech on social media.
Well, I do think that it's so horrible, and it's a horrible way to wake up on Sunday for these families to face that reality and to have it be part of a philosophy in our country, as you described. But I do think that some of the people of faith, as well as leaders in sense...
She literally takes a dump on people of faith every day.
...the community and the rest, not necessarily political people, because that might be dividing... that people have to come out and say that this has no place in our country.
We all agree, actually, including conservatives. Mass shootings have no place in our society.
The people from all parts of the Latino community, which is very diverse.
Okay. Love the Latino community. Got no problem with the Latino community. But by saying the Latino community, aren't you kind of focusing just on the Latino community and not the diversity? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like the Latino community is very diverse. Well, okay, yeah, if you're Latino, you know, it's like the German community is very diverse. If you're German, and do you understand what I'm saying there? It's kind of nonsensical when you think about it.
And it's just not right. And our chairman, Benny Thompson, for years has been pleading for there to be stronger... attention to and objection to any domestic terrorism, and that's what this is.
Anybody for domestic terrorism? Just real quick, just a show of hands, if you would, please. It's really sad. It really is sad. Do you hear anybody on the conservative side of the political equation demanding that New York... get rid of its restrictive gun laws? Do you hear any conservative using this this tragedy for political purposes as the bodies are still cooling? Anybody? Anybody at all? Yet Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, literally, as the bodies still lay there, went after free speech online, essentially claiming that conservative speech is white supremacy. That's what it was all about, kid. That's what it's all about. Left wing. That's what it's all about. And it will do a faceplant like so many things. Like so many things. And the amazing thing about this is that once again, law enforcement, in this case, not all law enforcement, I'm a big fan of law enforcement, but when it comes to the FBI, they had their heads up their asses. I'll just say that. Yeah. This kid threatened to shoot up the school a year ago. This kid had a radical online presence that was not taken down by social media. And all of the warnings were there. And the FBI was more concerned about going after CRT parents. The FBI didn't go after this guy who said he was going to shoot up his entire high school last year. They didn't go after the guy who rolled over a bunch of people at the Waukesha parade. Didn't go after them when they were broadcasting the whole world their hate. Stephen Bologna, the FBI special agent in charge of Buffalo Field Office, said the agency is investigating the shooting as a hate crime and an instance of racially motivated violent extremism. Well, duh. He was broadcasting that a year ago. Federal authorities are also looking at possible terrorism charges. Now, realizing, of course, that he tried to shoot up the entire school, his entire school, he threatened he was going to do it a year ago. And he had a 180-page document full of racist rants online. And yet, he was able to go to New York and case out a grocery store the day before and then discovered that high-capacity magazines weren't for sale in New York. And so he realized that the store would most probably be full of soft targets. Unlike in Johnson County, Kansas, where I live, where if you went into a grocery store with a gun, about 10 people with guns would immediately get them out and shoot you to death. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. All right. I think I'm ready to move on from this subject. I think I'm ready to deliver my address to the class of 2022, as should have been delivered to my son's class yesterday and classes all over the country. And part of that is an apology for the adults in the country ruining your lives, including the adults who run the educational system in this country. Not all of them, but a good share of them. And I do this, by the way, out of an abundance of love, and I mean this, for the next generation and for all people. Thank you very much. Except for the evil people. I don't like evil people. So here's my speech to the class of 2022, if I can get it done here. There we go. Students, staff, faculty, professors, custodians, coaches, parents, what the hell were we thinking? It's bad enough we spend so much of your time on woke curricula, which will do nothing for you in the real world. But this time we really screwed the pooch. This time, despite your parents' high property tax rates, despite our tuition rates growing exponentially the last couple of decades, we managed to abandon all of our educational principles over fear and ignorance. The way this pandemic was played up by the government, media, and school officials, we did not have to have this. We did not have staff, faculty, or campus die wholesale because of COVID. That's true. There were no body pits on campus. You received no mass mailings for funeral services because, while deaths did happen, they did in no way, shape, or form justify our complete freak out as adults. Chances are few to none. You returned to classes to find your favorite professor had died. They're still there, and they thank you for the time off, by the way. And again, I'm not taking away from those who died of COVID or with COVID, so stop right now. You were forced to not attend classes, attend them virtually, do hybrid classes, wear stupid masks, adhere to social distancing nonsense. You missed every performance, speech, graduation ceremony, athletic event, which further fueled the nonsense talking points that COVID was the worst pandemic in the history of the planet. You would think so many of us who were sworn to educate our children would have taken the time to educate ourselves as highly degreed people. We were supposedly the most educated among you. We wear bright, colorful robes with stripes and fancy hats. That shows how much time we've devoted to learning. But we are the most ignorant when it came to COVID-19. We didn't do our research. We didn't check our fear. We simply listened to the powers that be and did what we were told. Consequently, you suffered. We didn't, because you never got a break on your tuition and fees despite it all. While many of your parents were forced to shut down their business or were forced to stay at home, we're still in business. We still made every ounce of money we would have, even if you were here. A quick note to public school kids, congratulations. You're the first group of students voluntarily stunted because of our rash decisions based on zero science. You little ones don't know how to react to the faces of fellow students or teachers because you haven't seen them. You high school kids suffered through a massive increase in cutting, depression, suicide, but we soldiered on through the BS because the teachers' union saw a real opportunity to do less while making more. The pandemic did have one positive effect for some, colon. It exposed all the crap we were shoveling down your throats, including CRT and gender identity curricula. We took advantage of your mental illness, and we used it to compel you to consider changing your gender as a solution that's based on nothing but Marxist theology. The crazy thing, you believed it. You actually thought the cure for mental illness was more mental illness. Bravo! It's like telling someone who has clinical depression they should try schizophrenia as a solution. Now you enter the job market where there's effectively been a de facto minimum wage hike. You can work at Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, Starbucks, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, and more for a starting wage of $15 an hour. Let's get one thing straight, Colin. We adults let you down. We were supposed to be there to raise you, to be more educated and prepared than we were, but we freaked out. We behaved like children. I didn't. We cowered. We stopped doing our research. We just listened to the powers that be unquestioningly. We screeched at those who didn't wear their masks properly. We shamed those who didn't maintain social distancing. We did this blithely as your academic careers and social lives were stunted irreparably. I would suggest you do one thing to save your generation from the harm we have done. Colon. Stop listening to the adults in charge. If the mainstream media, liberal media, and big social media and the Democrat Party agree on something, it means they're peddling a lie meant to control you or an agenda they favor. If you want to spend your entire life in virtual bondage, I encourage you to continue down the road paved by pandemic fear and woke nonsense. If you want to live free and to the best of your potential, realize the most educated among us know nothing. Academic knowledge does little to put food on your table, fill your car, or house you. And finally, if you could learn one thing from all we put you through, it's this. Don't listen to most of the adults who run the government, media, or academia. Do listen to the adults in your life whom you hold dear, like your parents or mentors. Don't let fear rule your entire life, because living in fear is no way to live at all, and life without freedom or of expression or thought is either cheapened or not worth living at all. Happy graduation, everybody. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com. Or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.